This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy, our guest on today's Close-Up program, Coach Barry Johnson, basketball coach at Mountain Heritage High School, Paul Turner with NC STEP, that Spit Tobacco Education Program, and Penny Bailey, the coordinator of the Health and Wellness Trust Fund for Tobacco Prevention at the Yantee County Health Department. Let's begin with Coach Johnson. Coach, I understand that our schools have a 100% tobacco-free policy. What does that mean, and why is it important?
Steve, 100% tobacco-free means that on any of the Yantee County school campuses, the use of tobacco is not allowed. 95 North Carolina school districts are tobacco-free. Yantee County was the 85th school district to become tobacco-free. The school board, Graham's Children's Health Services, Health and Wellness Trust Fund, and the Yantee County Health Department work together to make this happen. Steve, you know, tobacco kills more people than any other preventable disease. 80% of adult tobacco users begin using before the age of 18. So our goal is to prevent young people from starting to use tobacco. Research shows that tobacco-free school policies, along with higher tobacco prices, generally through taxes, along with consistent compliance of rules in schools and places of purchase, as well as secondhand exposure, especially by role models, will help us to prevent these young people from starting.
Penny, this policy covers chewing tobacco. Is this a problem in our community?
The community diagnosis that was done in 2005, we were able to find out that from 25 to 33% of people in Yantee County do use chewing tobacco. And as we've been doing education programs in our schools, in the PE classes, we're really seeing a lot of the kids in each class coming up after and saying, I chew and I would like to stop chewing. We've had several people that have admitted to chewing a tin of Copenhagen a day, which is equivalent to 80 cigarettes of nicotine.
Wow. Let's talk for a moment with Paul Turner with NC STEP, that Spit Tobacco Education Program. Paul, tell me about the problems we're seeing with chewing tobacco in North Carolina.
Well, it's increasing as we are successful with our policies for smoking, and as we have like 100% tobacco-free schools, 100% tobacco-free hospitals. If you smoke, everybody knows you're smoking on a facility. But if you put dip or chew in, it's not as detectable. And we also have a lot of increased advertising by industry. They're putting a lot of their products in little tea bags called a sachet. So they're easy to conceal. So I think what we're seeing is if people can't smoke, they're addicted on nicotine, they're going to dip because they got to get their nicotine one way or the other. So as cigarette smoking decreases, last year we had an 18% decrease in cigarettes sold in North Carolina. Spit tobacco is taking up the void and increasing almost as rapidly as cigarette smoking is decreasing. Tobacco's tobacco. It doesn't make a difference whether you smoke it, you chew it, you dip it, or inhale it. It all has nicotine, which is addictive as cocaine or heroin. And once you start using tobacco, you're going to get addicted. And if you use tobacco long enough, you're going to end up with some kind of health problem. I use the example for young people of the rattlesnake and the copperhead. If I had one in one hand and one in the other hand, which one would you want to be bitten by? And, of course, the right answer is neither. Mm-hmm. And I think of the rattlesnake being cigarette products, and I think of the copperhead as being spit tobacco. If you use, sooner or later, you're going to have some type of health problem.
Thank you, Paul. Let's go back to Coach Johnson for a moment. Coach, as someone who was able to quit chewing tobacco, what is your advice?
Well, Steve, my advice would be never start. Basically, it took an act of God in order to get me to quit. I used smokeless tobacco, chewing tobacco, for probably 12 to 14 years. And it was very difficult to quit. I just would advise folks just to never start, and if they've started, just please stop.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
No, I never smoked cigarettes. My mother smoked, and I was totally against cigarettes. Uh-huh. I started chewing as a result of seeing the ads at that particular time with some football players, and associated that with being macho, and I just felt that I was being a he-man, I guess, for lack of a better word, whenever I began chewing.
Before we close, we can't let Barry Johnson get away without talking about the basketball team. Coach, how's it looking this year?
Well, the team's looking good. Guys are working hard, and we've had some good scrimmages and good practices. Got a great group of guys, so they're looking good.
Our guest on Close Up today, Coach Barry Johnson, the basketball coach at Mountain Heritage High School, Paul Turner with NC STEP, that's Spit Tobacco Education Program, and Penny Bailey, the coordinator of Health and Wellness Trust Fund for Tobacco Prevention at the Yancey County Health Department.